Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. And Luke, I'm going to ask you, there's a traffic alert in Madison. Can you fill us in on that, please?
Yeah, westbound on the Beltline right now is currently experiencing some delays right by Todd Drive. So if you're heading west on the Beltline this morning, you're going to experience a little bit of a delay. Didn't look too bad. I would say about 5 to 10 minutes. But there is a backup police on site at the Todd Drive exit on the westbound Beltline. So just a heads up to all you early commuters this morning.
Sounds good. Okay. Thanks, Luke. A lot to talk about. I'm going to start with, oddly enough, somebody who's no longer on the Supreme Court in the state of Wisconsin, Justice Gableman. Justice Gableman, you recall, was hired by Robin Voss at taxpayer expense, your expense, at $11,000 a month. Now, $11,000 a month isn't bad. $11,000 a month is a lot of money, especially when it's your property, not your property taxes, your state income taxes. So did you pay $11,000 a month in state income taxes? No, you did not. Did you pay $11,000 for the year? Maybe. Some of you did, some of you didn't. Well, 11 grand of it's going to Gableman every month. And he can now hire unlimited police officers. Before, Voss limited it to 3, and they all quit. They all quit. They're supposed to go around the state and, quote, investigate, end quote, the November election. What's there to investigate? It's been investigated up and down the wazoo. It's been counted and recounted. It's been audited. Then the Republicans came in at the end and said, we demand another recount in Madison and Milwaukee, and I think Brown County. And they just went through that with a fine-tooth comb. And they go, yeah, there was a slight error. Biden got a couple of hundred more votes than we said. And that's it. And the voting machines are in the possession of the certified election people. So are the ballots. That's required by federal law. Federal law says for 22 months after an election, the voting machines and the ballots cannot be released to anybody other than the certified voting commissioners, election commissioners. Well, 22 months from November is September of 2022, more than a year away. And now Gableman is sniffing around the state at 11 grand a month at your expense. And Voss caved somewhat and he said, well, we are going to say, he's not limited to 3 police officers, especially the ones that quit. If he needs more, he can have more at your expense to go and talk to poll workers and election workers in all the counties, but they're not going to go to the Republican counties. They're going to go to Madison, Milwaukee, Brown County, probably the city of Eau Claire, city of La Crosse, city of Stevens Point, probably the city of Kenosha, Racine, that kind of thing, Beloit, Janesville. And they're just doing it to intimidate people so that next time people go, well, I don't really see why I should be a poll worker this time. Or maybe there's something wrong and everybody sits around over coffee, the usual coffee clutch, and they go, well, there must have been something wrong. A former Supreme Court justice came and a bunch of guys who are licensed to carry guns came. This isn't Belarus. Well, anyway, with Gableman, back in November, it's come out that he made some additional statements than we'd raised previously on the show. He gave a statement on a podcast, quote, your elected leaders, have allowed unelected bureaucrats to steal our vote, end quote. This is Gableman on a podcast. It was recorded in November. This is the guy that's going around supposedly in the independent investigation, he claimed, to not to overturn anything, but just to satisfy folks. He's home, folks. He just wants to satisfy folks. Hoax. Quote, our elected leader, your elected leaders have allowed unelected bureaucrats to steal our vote. The unelected bureaucrats are your neighbors, the poll workers, whom you know, who like being poll workers. They're usually elderly people. They kind of like it. They sit there. They're scrupulous. They're as honest as the day is long. And he says these things. Now, to whom did he say them? He made the comments on a podcast by an individual named Kevin Nicholson. Kevin Nicholson is bad news. Kevin Nicholson, a Republican in 2018, ran for the U.S. Senate in the Republican primary and lost. And the winner of that primary is supposed to go on and face Tammy Baldwin. But Kevin Nicholson disgraced himself in a number of respects, including one comment I remember, where he said that veterans, he's a veteran and he makes a lot of it. Okay, that's fine. I respect that. I'm a veteran too. And I think you should make a lot of it. But Kevin Nicholson said, people who are veterans and vote Democratic, they are betray the country, that they betray the country. They are unpatriotic. Veterans. He's saying this about veterans who happen to be Democrats. Let me tell you something, Kevin. There are more veterans in union halls than in hedge fund conference rooms. And there are more veterans in union halls that have seen a lot worse than you've seen. Believe me. Believe me. And there are a lot more veterans in union halls than anywhere else who hunt, value the Second Amendment, and can handle a weapon a lot better than you can. Okay? So, but before you start calling them unpatriotic, that really frosted the heck out of me. So this is the clown that's doing the podcast. And Gableman is the guy who says to him on the podcast, quote, our elected leaders, your elected leaders have allowed unelected bureaucrats, i.e. poll workers and the election commission, to steal our vote, end quote. It was false. Well, on WISN TV in Milwaukee recently, Gableman gave an interview and he was asked about that. And he falsely claimed that he'd never said it. So I didn't say something like that. No, no, that's not me. It's something else. Hey, look, listen, Gableman and Boss and Nicholson, you can say a lot of things, but when you say it on television and it's recorded, like that WISN interview, or you say it, it's recorded in a podcast, you can't just go around then and say, I didn't say it. I didn't say it. Well, he did say it. Why is that relevant? It's very, very relevant because this is the guy that's going to be heading up the, quote, investigation, end quote, into alleged voter fraud. And this is the guy who told WISN that he had not said something that he had said on the Nicholson podcast in November. And now this is the guy who's saying, no, no, you have it wrong. You have it wrong. I have a benign reason for doing this. There's some folks that are riled up out there. What he doesn't say, of course, is that Trump and his running dogs have riled them up. And so I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it so that everybody's satisfied. And the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel fell for that. They had a headline the other day that said Gableman, essentially, Gableman is doing this just to satisfy everybody. And it sounded very benign. They got snookered in the headline. I'm very pro-media. I represented TV and a radio station for a long time, 40 years, the TV station. I know what journalists have to go through. They're top notch. But occasionally they screw up, and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel better look at its headline drafting from now on, because a lot of people only read the headline and they go, oh, Gableman's doing a good thing. Gableman is not doing a good thing. This is the guy who said that the vote was stolen. And now he's going, I'm not saying the vote was stolen. I never said that. Well, yes, you did. I'm not saying the vote is stolen. And I know it wasn't stolen. So therefore, what I'm going to do is prove it wasn't stolen. Well, that was a snookered headline. Harry, the headline drafter, should be given a timeout for that one. He should be given a timeout for that one. But over and above the absurdity of putting somebody like Gableman in charge of this. It's very similar to Cyber Ninja. And of course, now you have this Branchin character. She's a state representative, Republican, gerrymandered in Menominee Falls, who actually went down to the Cyber Ninja audit. Remember in Arizona? She went down there with a group to inspect what they're doing, said she wants to do it up here, and she just launched it. She just launched subpoenas to the clerks in Brown County and Milwaukee County. And I hope they resist them because they're illegitimate, illegal subpoenas. But what's going on? How does the Republican Party in this state suddenly go full frontal Cyber Ninja? Cyber Ninja is a QAnon outfit. You understand that. And there's a representative up in Campbellsport, a Republican, who put out a statement, and he had a QAnon reference in it. A Republican from Campbellsport. Listen, my folks lived in Random Lake. Brothers and sisters went to Keewascom High School. Campbellsport's north of there. Know the area. Good area, good folks. It's not QAnon, okay? It's not Cyber Ninja, okay? Period, end of story. So get Gableman out of there. Voss is doing it to appease the far right. It's not going to work. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. More back after the break.
Backbiter, tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down.